Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. No Brent Bloom tonight. Again, I know that everybody out there listening is absolutely shocked that Bloom will not be in our presence. We won't have Chris Williams here tonight either, and that means that the great Rob Gray will be stepping in for both of them. What's up, my man?
Not a whole lot. How are you doing tonight, Jared?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you looked like you were adjusting your headphones in a way that you couldn't hear me.
I'm just getting you. I've been in this seat a couple times in the last, 3 weeks or so? It's a big deal for me.
Yeah, you get called up to the big leagues. Chris and Brent, for some reason, they believe that going to do play-by-play of a women's basketball game is more important than hanging out with us here at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Well, to be fair, it is.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I can't completely disagree with that. But like I said, we're out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, Prairie Trail District. Come on out and have some drinks, have some fun, watch some football. There's a couple good football games on tonight. That does not include the professional game. That will include it. A third-string quarterback playing for the San Francisco 49ers. A battle between two one-win teams. So I would say if you're going to watch some football tonight, probably tune into Central Florida and Temple. That'd be my choice. What
good
do you
call.
Think?
What good
do you
call. Think, Rob? No, I'm with you. Bad pro football is always well down the list when compared to even moderately compelling college football.
Yeah, I cannot disagree with that one bit. Later on in the show, we will be joined by Cyclone Fanatic contributor Jay Jordan, obviously the author of the Sunday After columns, even though they haven't quite been on Sundays here as of late. Jay's a busy guy. He took some time out of that busy schedule, and he is going to talk to us on the phone here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio program. So look forward to that around 6:30. Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, he will not be here tonight as well, leaving Rob and I here to read their picks off, which is
that's the best kind of radio right there.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's the best for us because it's like, then I can read the pick and be like, that's a stupid pick. I disagree.
That's a good point.
And they're not here to defend themselves.
When I've done it before, I've sort of been cast as that person, right?
Right.
And then trying to defend it. And that's a little bit awkward. I kind of like, we can go either way on it.
Yeah, I'll be Chris and Brent, and you can be Tim tonight.
So all right, sounds good.
That's how we'll go about this. But first of all, we're going to talk about Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State on a 3-game winning streak after their win over Texas Tech last weekend. This is an interesting game because I think that Iowa State is coming in obviously with a lot of momentum. I think that they are clearly the better team between these two. But at the same time, I think that Kansas is markedly better than what they have been in previous years. But still, this Kansas team's weird. I can't figure them out because they force all these turnovers. They've got a tough defense. They've got a pretty solid running game. But at the same time, it's like the wins don't show any of that either.
No. I mean, although I'd say arguably they'd be a one-win team right now if they weren't, plus 16 in turnovers on the season. They've been that good, though. I mean, when I did the research that forcing 23 or being just plus 2 overall given that they per game, given they've only coughed the ball up 7 times, that's the best of any Power 5 team. And then you go down, I think it's LSU, Alabama after that. I mean, talk about the heady company. But at the same time, as you said, there are just too many flaws, too many holes still, too many positions where they're starting guys who average at best. We know Puka Williams is a great back. Coaches, players for the Cyclones reiterated that and basically stating that he's as dynamic a playmaker as they have faced or maybe will face. Heck of a player. But again, they don't have nearly enough of the pieces, and they don't have one of the main things that Iowa State has, which has been a theme for some of our writing and conversations for the last few weeks, quality depth. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that wins out on Saturday. And what maybe is not as comfortable a win as one might think, But I'm with you. I think Iowa State is clearly the better team across the board. Not at every single position, but most.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kansas is playing. The one thing they're doing, and they've showed this in flashes during the Beatty regime, playing inspired football. They seem to be on the same page, seem to care about one another, all those culture things that are important. They just don't have the horses at this point, and I certainly don't think they'll have the horses to keep up with the Cyclone team that minimizes mistakes, generally speaking. It's coming off a week in which they made more than usual.
Yeah, the Puka Williams thing is interesting to me because, you know, you think back with this Kansas program, not really at this time, but more like in July and August of 2017, Kansas had one of the best recruiting classes in the country. And a big reason why was Puka Williams. And we've seen that manifest itself out on the football field. But at the same time, I'm not sure I could name you another player on that Kansas offense. You know, that guy is really, really good. I think that in 3 years, he could be one of the best running backs, just one of the best playmakers in all of college football. But you look at the pieces around him, and it's like, you almost feel bad for him because it's just like, man, this guy is so good, but he doesn't get any exposure because of the fact that the team is just so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about the names, and I was drawing a blank, as I did on that one fabulous quiz we did back at the KXNO studios, just drawing a blank like during the headlights. Then I remembered Bender. Isn't there a Bender?
Yeah, Peyton Bender.
Bender, one of their quarterbacks, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
one of the like 10 that they've cycled through here in the last several years.
Very nondescript group. I do like some of the things they're doing defensively. Weird game for them last week to get their first Big 12 win of the season. Turnovers came into play, as they always do for them, since they're averaging almost 3 takeaways a game. But they were outgained, I think, by buck 50 against the Horned Frogs. Did not get much going offensively, but still managed to win that game. What was it, 27-26?
TCU is the worst team in the Big 12, right?
They are, not talent-wise, but they're the anti-Kansas in terms of the turnover battle.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, whether you call it culture, call it chemistry, whatever you want to call it, it's clearly not there for them that they can't, that they could, A, not have dominated that game more given all the misfortune and miscues that have combined to put them on a losing streak since they eked out that win over the Cyclones with the late field goal. To still lose that game when they had every opportunity to go win it.
I mean, they fumbled
several
times.
They're in a bad
place. Yeah. I mean, that was just a bad deal.
I mean, Gary Patterson is you know, generally a guy that gets the most out of his players, every single one of them. And right now, I think what he's getting out of them is, you know, a lot of mistakes. I mean, the amount of turnovers that they're giving up is not as staggering, but almost as staggering as Kansas' turnover margin.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think right now you could make a case for TCU to be the worst team in the league, with Kansas State to be right ahead of them as the second worst team in the league. I mean, it's astounding how quickly things have gone south for that program. And I can't say that I'm surprised, because you could see the flashes of it here over the last several seasons. The talent level in that program was dropping quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like everything just came to a head right away in one season. And now, you know, you do get a win over Oklahoma State. But at the same time, there's been games where they look like Kansas, you know, like where they are just so overmanned that they have no chance. I mean, that game against Oklahoma probably could have put up 100 points on Kansas State if they had really wanted to.
Yeah, and that's it's interesting, and also interesting. I was going to bring up that Oklahoma State win, dominant win for the Wildcats.
Right.
Their defense shows up, gives up what, 12 points to the Cowboys, who had some head scratching losses for sure, but they come back in a big way last week. I think we're going to see. I will not be surprised. In fact, I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen. TCU beats somebody in the top half by 24, 30 points somewhere in these last, what is it, 4 conference games.
I don't know if they're going to do it with that kid at quarterback, the Penn transfer. That guy's not very good.
Yeah, but I mean, their defense still is fairly salty. It's due for something to break right. And we see these games, right, where even there's a game where Baylor, how Baylor do that to them, and then look what happens here. And
yeah.
We've seen Oklahoma State do some things. We've seen, there's always those wacky.
Think about what Iowa State did to West Virginia, and then West Virginia comes right back after a bye week and puts up 40 in the first half on Baylor.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, like what is up with this league? These there's outside of the top group, these teams have been so inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable, you know. We talked about Oklahoma State. They get their butts kicked by Kansas State, and then they jump right back and beat Texas.
Yeah.
You know, Kansas State gets their butts kicked by Oklahoma, but again, they got that win over Oklahoma State. TCU has beat Iowa State. They played right with Ohio State right before that, and then now they're getting beat by Kansas.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what's up with some of these teams. It's just weird. Right now, the Big 12 is going to play itself out of that college football playoff just because of the fact that all the teams play so inconsistently that one week they'll look like they belong in that playoff conversation a la Texas, Oklahoma, and then the next they'll come right out and they'll play like crap and they'll get beat.
Yeah, if I'm Oklahoma, I kick myself for having a mediocre at best defense this season because there is so much disarray. And I'd say the Cyclones have been one of the more stable teams, even though they have the couple of losses, you know, by the field goal and the 10-point loss to the Sooners. But if the Sooners' defense is even borderline good, they're a playoff team because they're not going to stumble against some of these teams. But the fact that their defense could get lit up by Texas,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that doomed them there. And, I mean, as you said, everyone else is a very mercurial team where it's just up and down, all wildly fluctuating all over the place. Again, maybe save the Cyclones, who have stayed pretty steady and stuck to their guns, as it were, and seem to be on the brink of turning a blemish-free October into a big November versus last season, where I know they lost, of course, 3 or 4 down the stretch before the bowl win.
And I think the thing that maybe steadies Iowa State is that defense. And that defense is legit, you know? Like, some of these teams, they've got a good defense statistically, but then you look at some of the teams they played, and you're like, man, I feel like that's kind of a ruse. Texas Tech, I think Texas Tech's defense
pretty
was
good.
Better than what I expected it
but
to be.
But not
to be
as good
honest.
As it looked on
no,
paper.
No, definitely not. West Virginia, I think, fits in that category, where mm-hmm. they had played some offenses that were not very good, and then all of a sudden they get against a team that is legit, and you're like, okay, these guys aren't that good yeah. as a defense, you know? Oklahoma doesn't have that good of a defense, which I think lends to that, where you get in a shootout, all of a sudden you get stopped once, and when you're in a game that the final score is 56-49, you know, it's not tough to lose that game.
Yeah.
You know? Texas is a little bit more in that category where they've got the good defense. I think they've been able to be pretty steady, but their offense is inconsistent.
And then the Cowboys absolutely flummoxed them last week.
I mean,
they nearly came back to still win that game, but that defense looked to be on its heels the entire game. So, yeah, I mean, legit is, I mean, you wrote a fine piece, and we had talked about it beforehand even, that it has to be in the conversation of this being it's obviously a conversation that's one of the best defenses Iowa State's ever had, and, mm-hmm. and certainly highly debatable on the pro side that it's the best when you look across the board. I know, you know, still struggle a bit to get off the field on third downs. That's some of that's luck a little bit. Are they creating a ton of turnovers? No, but they're creating enough, you know, to give the offense a chance. And just the way they get up to the way they perform on just making teams have to make lots of plays in order to score on them, you know, whereas even some of those last Paul Rhodes defenses were occasionally salty, but they'd have how many of those drives would they have where it's a two play 80 yard
right
19 second drive or something that would pepper within those play, you know, times where they did pin, not break, and all that. I mean, it is, you know, statistically the best defense in the Big 12. What the rushing defense is now top 10 nationally,
I'd say.
I believe
they're ninth nationally, yeah.
So, I mean, that's where it starts. And Coach Campbell said coming in, running the ball and stopping the run. I mean, it's the most old school of old school approaches, but it's also the most tried and true approach to playing winning football at any level. And they've found a way to get it. Not quite getting the running game going maybe as much as they would like on the offensive side, but getting it going enough, especially last week,
yeah,
where you do the Adrian Peterson, David runs for 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards. When it push comes to shove, you bust the big one that is kind of the backbreaker down the stretch.
For sure. We'll talk more about some games around the country, and we will make some picks when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Here's your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword LUCK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's LUCK to 200-200.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The fall sales event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, we have over 250 five-star platinum quality GM certified vehicles to choose from. The selection has never been better. And just announced, having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you are looking for? No problem. Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Stop in today and get the process started and experience the number one GM certified dealer in the nation difference. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmey, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Or call 515-239-4475.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors? These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
The Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry and Rob Gray here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come on out, Washington football, UCF, and Temple. The game that I'm sure everybody in America is excited to watch tonight, coming up in about 8 minutes. You know what else is coming up in about 8 minutes? Jay Jordan on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. One of my favorite people to talk football with. But first, we are going to make some picks. Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive isn't here tonight. Playing him will be Rob Gray.
And playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe at times.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we'll just read off. I'll be reading Bloom and Chris's picks. We'll just give their picks, and then you and I can talk about the games. Does that work for you?
It sounds great.
Okay. First game up, the Iowa Hawkeyes going on the road to West Lafayette to take on the Purdue Boilermakers, who they play last week?
I'm not sure. Ohio State, big win against Ohio State.
I say they got the big win over Ohio State.
I don't recall seeing a whole lot last week.
I think they might have played Michigan State, now that I think about it.
Okay.
That might be wrong, but for some reason I feel like I remember
The Boilermakers have something going on.
Boilermakers minus three, three-point favorites going into this game with the Hawkeyes. Bloom is taking Purdue, and Chris is taking Iowa. What does Tim have?
Tim has Purdue, even though he's a big Hawk fan.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's an interesting move. No faith in his team, apparently.
Well, I think he was probably disillusioned a little bit from Penn State, where they had a chance to win it. Not a great game for Nate Stanley. I concurred with Tim, I think, the last time I was on the show on almost every pick, and I think it actually went well. So running that risk of certainly being wrong, I think Iowa actually gives them something here. I don't know if there's a hangover of that game last year where they were so flat when Purdue came in and beat them pretty good at Kinnick Stadium. But I think Purdue's a good team. I think Iowa's a good team, too, and I think that defense performs. Purdue's Ohio State win was incredible and spectacular, but so was Iowa's last year when they ended up not having they had an okay season, but not a season indicative of that.
Right. Yeah, and one more thing to watch, Rondale Moore, the superstar freshman for Purdue, has not practiced yet this week for the Boilermakers. Sounds like he's dealing with an injury that has held him out of practice, and I don't think that his status at this point for Saturday's game against the Hawkeyes is quite known. So that'll be an interesting to watch on Saturday. That's at 11 a.m., right?
It sounds right.
Next, we move to the Big House, where the Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh will be hosting Penn State. Michigan, a 10-point favorite over the Nittany Lions. Bloom is taking Michigan, and Chris is taking Michigan as well.
And it's a sweep. Tim has. I knew Chris would take Michigan, of course, given his Harbaugh love.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't disagree with that. I mean, Michigan seems to be on a mission this year. They've got a real shot. Really getting into that playoff.
Right.
Penn State's good.
They're in handle business mode until they have to go to the shoe at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I think they do. That's a big number. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it were closer than that, but I certainly think they can cover that as well.
Oklahoma going on the road to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. The Sooners are 13.5-point favorites. Bloom is taking Texas Tech. Chris has Texas Tech as well. I think that's the right move.
Tim Mullen has Oklahoma, and I can see why. I mean, we all know how great Kyler Murray is and all the weapons he has around him, but the way the Red Raiders have been playing, it'll be interesting to see, because they seem to take it. You see some fans, but how hard did they take that loss last week where they had opportunities, but they also shot themselves in the foot with lots of penalties? I think they're a much better Texas Tech team this year. I'm kind of with you guys. I think they can hang around. I mean, maybe lose by 10. Maybe it's not bad. I don't think the talent gulf is that big here.
No, I agree. I would probably take Texas Tech in this one. Another big one in the Big 12, West Virginia going on the road to take on Texas. The Longhorns are 2-point favorites. Bloom is taking the Horns, and Chris is taking the Horns as well. This is an important game right here for Iowa State's chances of making a run to the Big 12 title game. They need West Virginia to lose again.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if Texas can go out, finish business this weekend, then it officially, okay, not officially yet, assuming Iowa State handles their business against Kansas and Baylor here in these next 2 weeks, which I think that both of us would expect them to do.
Yep.
Going into Austin in 2 weeks, a huge showdown with the Longhorns with a berth in the Big 12 title game on the line.
Yeah, that's, wow, amazing to envision. But, yeah, I'm kind of with those guys.
Tim takes Texas?
Yeah, Tim takes Texas as well, and I can't disagree at all.
No. Notre Dame, another team in contention to make a run to the college football playoff, 9.5-point favorites on the road at Northwestern. Northwestern's an interesting team. We've seen them up and down so far this year. You know, they get they lose to Akron early on in the season, but now they're in the driver's seat in the Big Ten West and potentially could make it into that Big Ten title game. Bloom is taking Notre Dame. Chris has taken Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats.
And Lou Iene.
And Lou Iene, yes, of course.
Tim's taking Northwestern as well. I'd tend to go with Bloom here. I think Northwestern, they're not playing Big Ten games anymore,
mm-hmm.
at least not this week. And Notre Dame's legit. I think they're legit. They know what's in front of them, and they can go in there and win by 10.
This is probably as big of a test as the Irish are going to get for, I mean, USC, I guess, would be the only other one that would be close.
And
but
Syracuse
USC hasn't
looked like they
great.
Were back, but then they got knocked down several pegs. So, kudos to Northwestern. They've been great in Big Ten play. I don't know. I still don't know how good they really are. We'll know mm-hmm. this week, obviously.
They haven't played really any of the top teams in the West yet. Like, they haven't played Wisconsin, have they? Shows how much attention we pay to the
Big Ten. I
know they haven't played Iowa yet.
I can't say for sure. No, they definitely have, and I think that's next week.
Yeah. The game of the week in all of college football at Death Valley, Alabama going on the road to take on LSU. The Crimson Tide, 14.5-point favorites. That is a big number to me, but with the way that Alabama's offense has played so far this season, it's understandable to see why Bloom is taking the Tide. Chris is taking the Tide as well.
And Tim is going with Mr. Coach Orgeron's boys.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, and I have a cousin who's a big LSU fan, lives down there in Baton Rouge. I mean, I'm going to stick with Tim on this one. Come on, two touchdowns. Tua's been great. We know how great Alabama is. Every position probably down throughout the three deep and maybe deeper.
Yeah.
But this is a special atmosphere. This is a resurgent LSU team, and I think they play with a lot of pride and at least make this game a memorable one.
Man, I think so too. And I think that if they can have it within one score going into the fourth quarter, Has Tua played in the fourth quarter yet this year?
I doubt it.
I don't think so. And that's kind of where I'm at. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see this be a close game going into the fourth quarter, and then we're going to find out whether or not this Alabama team can really step up and play for four quarters all night.
Absolutely.
All right. Our game of the week, Iowa State, 14.5-point favorites on the road in Lawrence, taking on the Jayhawks. Bloom has Kansas. Chris is taking the Clones.
And
it's another big number.
Tim's taking Clones as well. It is a big number. I think I'm kind of in the camp that it's going to be a semi-comfortable 10-12-point win, somewhere in that range. But who knows? The Cyclones are certainly talented enough to go there and really drop one on the Jayhawks. But again, a big number for a road team, given that Kansas, you know, does what it does with the turnovers. But, you know, I've changed my mind. I think the Cyclones win by three touchdowns.
Somebody I would trust to give me advice on whether or not the Cyclones will win by 14.5 points is Cyclone Fanatic contributor Jay Jordan. What's up, my friend?
How are
Jay, can you hear me?
Good. I can.
Okay, cool. I was just making sure. How you doing on a Thursday night, dude? Yeah,
I'm doing well.
Do you think that Iowa State can win by 14.5 points?
Yeah, I've got a feeling they're going to drop the elbow on them.
Yeah, I know you. You love those pro wrestling
analogies.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would follow. So.
Yeah, for sure. I think this Kansas team is kind of interesting. You know, they've won three games already this year. They've forced all the turnovers, plus 16 in turnover margin. And Puka Williams is a good player. But at the same time, I don't understand why, with even the improvements that they've made, it feels like they should have more than three wins when you look at the statistics. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No. They've improved enough statistically to have more than three wins, maybe when you look at their schedule. But they haven't matured. They've got a lot of maturing to do, which Matt Campbell talked about that with Iowa State, the learning how to win dynamic. It's more of the more esoteric phases of football and part of the mental toughness phase. When you've lost that many games, you know how to lose. You don't necessarily know how to turn that into a win. The three wins that they have, 12 of those turnovers they forced came in two of those wins, six against Rutgers, six against Central Michigan. And then last week where TCU did a nice job of losing the game versus Kansas winning it. And I just think the team has to mature. They're taking positive steps, but they've got to mature mentally, get a few more pieces, a little bit more mental toughness to be able to keep from having the breakdowns that allow teams to get away. That said, Iowa State is not a good team to try to learn against because they've learned that lesson well, and I think we'll see that Saturday.
Jay, Rob Gray here. How are you doing?
Rob, good to talk to you, bud.
Good to talk to you, man. Curious, you know, with your historical perspective, both around within the Iowa State program and as a fan after, the quality depth seems to me to be, especially on the defensive side of the ball and on the defensive line, as good as I've ever seen it. How would you describe, you know, historically, how good that depth is for Iowa State this season?
The best it's ever been. It's not even close, in my opinion. We were rotating in. We lost Inye in the first play of the game last week, and we had no appreciable downturn in defensive line production. We saw Camillo get some quality snaps and a few, and he looked good. We're 6 to 8 deep on the defensive line. Iowa State's never had that luxury. Linebacker, what do we got? Six guys who rotate in and out? Five?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are young. And at the defensive back, we've had two freshmen, and Daytron Young and Anthony Johnson, step in and lock down a corner position across from a senior in Brian Peavy. We've never had that type of depth. We've never been able to not miss a step when somebody goes down or plays poorly. And it's unprecedented. The three classes have been put together astutely with not only top-line talent, but also identified talent, under-the-radar talent, and then has been developed well in the short term.
Obviously, everybody's really excited right now about what Brock Purdy has been able to do in his first three games as Iowa State's quarterback. This has happened before. You know, it's like we always get into this situation where a guy jumps in, and in their first couple games, they'll tear it up. And then it seems like after teams kind of figure them out, it's like they self-combust, and then we do the cycle all over again. Is there anything about Brock Purdy that makes you feel like maybe we're not going to have to go through this again in, you know, a year or even at the end of the season?
I think that historical trend is one that we need to wait and see. I'm not sure, you know, that he breaks it. There's a lot to be said for week after week, somebody preparing for you and forcing you into doing things you're uncomfortable with, and some of the freshman mistakes we've already seen manifest. So I don't know. A lot of that is up to Brock Purdy. How does Brock Purdy want to progress, and what type of dedication and effort is he going to put in to keep moving up the learning curve? But the one thing that would give me pause and give me hope that this is a long-term solution at quarterback for Iowa State is some of the sophistication he's thrown or shown in his throws and his reads. He doesn't just wing it. He makes a clear read. He's fearless and isn't afraid to throw the ball to all portions of the field, which is not always a talent that the Iowa State quarterbacks have had. And I think he makes smart choices for the most part. And if he continues to develop on that, that's what makes a quarterback good. That's what makes a quarterback stable. And he has, obviously, then the ad lib talent to go along with that. That's what gives me encouragement that he could be a long-term solution.
Jay, Rob here again. In that same vein, how much I mean, I wrote about Kyle Kemp today. How invaluable is it to have a veteran like that, who's, again, having to go through, probably face the 1,000th obstacle he's faced since playing college football, stick with those guys, keep having Brock Purdy under his wing, and you know, to have him as a resource? How much do you think that helps him mature? Already a mature guy coming in, but to have a guy like Kyle constantly there is kind of like a rock for him.
I mean, I'll try to state it, Rob, but it's you know, you can analogize that to just everyday life, right? Sure. Because remember, these guys play football on Saturday, they practice every day, they watch film, but then there's a ton of hours that they're students and kids, right? It matters when there's somebody who's older than you that you look up to, sticks in there, hangs with you, and becomes your friend as well as your trusted mentor. And you feel more confident just as a person when you have those people in your life. We talk about a support system. That's what Kyle provides, not only mentorship, football knowledge, a cool head, mature advice, but more than that, you got somebody in your corner, and somebody you may not have expected to be there becomes a valuable asset. That gives you added confidence to go about the task you need to accomplish in order to accomplish your goals and help move the team forward. It's huge. I think Coach Campbell's made great statements about Kyle. I love Kyle in that role. Another guy I've mentioned at least once in my writing is Mike Warren, who's stuck around through adversity, shown himself to be a true cyclone, and I think provides the same thing in the running back room. Having those type of guys on the team, I think, is a big part of the maturation process and why we're seeing leaps forward this year.
All right, last question for you, Jay. Obviously, everybody right now is kind of dreaming about the potential to see Iowa State in Dallas on December 1st for a berth in the Big 12 championship game. Going into this month of November, how do you feel about those possibilities?
God, nothing like being put on the spot. Thank you, Jared.
what better do I do? I mean, you had to know it was coming.
That's what you do. Well, what I do is try to avoid all commitments of that nature. and throw it off onto analysis with big words that no one can understand. I feel like every game we're going to have a chance. We're going to have a chance because we have a good defense. We're going to have a chance because we have three dynamic playmakers, the triumvirate with Purdy, Montgomery, and Butler, with some great complementary pieces. Plus the competition is in a position that we will have a chance. What I'm curious about is last year I felt like the team wore down late in the season. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we've seen so many guys rotate in and out, especially on the defensive side of the ball this year. And I wonder if that fatigue sets in, but if it doesn't, I don't know why they can't win the rest of the games. They will certainly have the opportunity to. What I can't predict is what the rest of the league is doing. I heard you guys earlier, yeah. Week to week. It's possible West Virginia wins out. Well, yeah, wins out with Oklahoma. Who knows what kind of chaos there's going to be in the league, which is a really interesting study and I think has a lot to do with defense and the way it's being played, played around the league right now, which, by the way, is a blueprint and copy of Iowa State. But yeah, they could be there in Dallas. Even with the three losses, they'll have to really look out for Incarnate Word. That game scares me the most.
Will we be getting a whiteboard video from you tomorrow?
Oh, if you want one, I'll put one together tonight.
Man, you know we want one. As long as you wear your hat, though.
I'll go back to the hat. And I was going to talk probably not specifically about Kansas, but more about the 3-3-5, which Kansas has ripped off from Iowa State, Texas Tech uses, West Virginia uses, and so do most of the teams in some capacity. So I was going to talk about how they're using that effectively. So I'll put that together, and we'll get it out tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Be safe.
Yep.
You too.
Man, we're going to get Jay on football and random things here before this football season ends, and I have no idea where that conversation will go. We're going to talk to the docs up at the McFarland Clinic when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture, Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
Hi, it's Ross Peterson. Join us on the Sports Fanatics tomorrow at 4 from your home or office with Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play 1460 KXNO on iHeartRadio.
The fall sales event is going on now at Iowa's only dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. just announced, we have big fall savings on many new Chevrolets. All month long, take advantage of up to 20% off total value savings on select new Chevrolet models. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. If you're even thinking about a new vehicle, it's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Hell, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
This year, it's our year.
No. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. Heartland Flag.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Fanatics, Mark Clive, Jared Stansberry, and Rob Gray here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. We had planned on talking to the docs at the McFarland Clinic up in Ames. Weren't able to reach Dr. Wormy, so we'll just give him a shout-out anyway. Those are the docs that work on the Cyclones. They'll be down in Lawrence on Saturday. And you know that they will have the team ready to go for the month of November.
Absolutely.
All right, you want to talk about some basketball?
Let's do it.
I was up at media availability today with Coach Prohm and talked to THT and Mike Jacobson and Lindell. I don't think that we really know what the situation is with Iowa State's front court right now going into the season. Solomon Young, we do know, probably will not be returning from a groin injury until December at the earliest. Zoran Talley, I don't think we know whether or not he will be active for Tuesday night's game against Alabama State right now because of a broken nose. Mm. And then Cameron Lard continues to just be like the biggest question mark in quite a while. We have no clue what his situation is after everything that happened in the spring. So Mike Jacobson's probably going to end up playing a lot of minutes, I think, is what we're is what we've basically learned here from today's media availability.
Yeah, and a lot of small ball to go with that. I think we know with Cam, and I know from writing about him on Media Day, that Coach Prohm said there he faces some disciplinary actions because of the situations he was involved in, but he didn't want to specify, and I can't blame him for not wanting to specify. So we don't know how much is happening behind the scenes. We don't know whether that means he won't play in game A, B, or C, or A and C, or whatever it is. So as you said, very uncertain in that regard. But the one thing I do like, and people said about this on Media Days, his team, Coach Prohm said this to me, his teammates really like him, really, really like him, enough to the point that they'll joke with him about, you know, being Tragic Johnson and all that. So that's positive that they all feel tight, and it's just a matter of getting through whatever, disciplinary action he might face.
Yeah. I will say, though, I feel a lot better about this team going into this year's season opener than I did, especially going into the season opener against Missouri last year. They were walking into a buzzsaw with that one, with it being Kwanzo's first game and Michael Porter and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But now, even going into this game against Alabama State, then I remember you and I walking out of Hilton Coliseum after losing to Milwaukee in the home opener, and I think we both kind of looked at each other, and it was like, oh, boy. This might be a long year.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a long year. Obviously, there was a handful of high points. But the talent on this team is like night and day from what it was a year ago. And I think that Coach Prohm kind of reiterated that today, just talking about how far they are on offense compared to where they were a season ago.
Well, they've got so many guys who can make shots and make plays. And I think they'll be better on maybe more consistent on the defensive end. I mean, they needed, and we saw it. I mean, how many times did they need Donovan Jackson to have big games? And he's always been a streaky shooter, and he was a streaky shooter last season. You know, sometimes it seems like he would get in his own head a little bit, and if things weren't going well early, you could count on it not going well the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was on, I mean, we saw some of those just pummeled a couple of highly ranked teams. And yet you'd have the head-scratching games. I think the team showed a lot of moxie. I think they were more together and more cohesive than it appeared at times. But when they weren't together, they were utterly adrift.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was there to reel everything back together. We saw that in Milwaukee. We saw that on several other at least a handful of other occasions, too. And that's something that I think Coach Prohm, it's more or less vowed, is not going to happen again. And again, I think these guys are, again, you've got a more varied and deeper group of skill set. So it could go along with the players here that definitely more exciting. Definitely looks like you don't need a major formula for success every game that has to line up perfectly.
I will say, though, they're improved in most every area, I think. But one spot that the team might have taken a hit is the mid-range game with the graduation of Jeff Beverly.
Jeff Beverly. His mid-range game was a thing
automatic,
of beauty.
Automatic.
Was a thing of beauty.
From the short corner.
Remember when he would occasionally hit a three? It would be like, whoa, there it is.
And Jeff it would Beverly. Be in like the biggest moment of the game.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like the West Virginia game. They're making a run or something. And then all of a sudden he steps out and knocks down a three. And we like look around and we're like, man, they might win tonight with the way, when that kind of thing is happening.
God bless Jeff Beverly. Guy played hard.
Yeah.
Former football player.
He'll be like a cult hero in the history of Iowa State basketball.
Well, how many times, though, did you watch him shoot, especially from long range, be like, I don't know if I've seen a guy miss by that much.
Yeah.
On a wide, when he squared up a wide open look.
At least not a Division I player.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
We love Jeff.
Cat. He played his heart out.
Doing
I can
now.
Say that about Jeff.
Where's Jeff at nowadays? We need to. That's the next. Where are they now? We need.
I don't know.
Where's,
I feel like he needs to gestate a little bit. He needs a little bit of time away. But yeah, we can see.
What is the next? Where are they now?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I've got a list. I got a list. You got to read.
Did we have though? Did we have one this month? Oh yeah, Melvin Edgen. Yeah, that's right.
So I'll probably go back to football unless there's a wild card in there from another sport.
We got
wrestling heating up pretty soon. Maybe I'll do my first Where Are They Now wrestling coming up. I'm going to do one.
Let's brainstorm one. Who's an interesting one from football? We need to get one like from. Man, it'd be good if they won these two games. And then you could get somebody from like the 2004 or 2005 team. The team that was the co-Big 12 North champions. Which one was that? 05?
I've talked to a number of those guys. I mean, I've hit up a lot of the headliners and even some of the mid-range guys in 2005.
I already did Sean Moorhead. I was going to say, that'd be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because of Jaquan maybe breaking his record. Yeah. But you did that one a couple of years ago, didn't you?
I did it this.
Okay, I'll say I knew you did that one, but I couldn't remember.
He was
when it
a joy to talk to. Good guy, really good guy.
Yeah.
He said he can't wait for. Yeah, he can't wait for it to be broken. I love it when guys have that attitude, like Blythe toward Lazard. You know, that's
right.
That because it means as most of those guys say, it means Iowa State's good. It means they've got somebody in a position to do that. So. We'll figure it out. It'll be somebody compelling, somebody that people want to read about. But we've got a bit of a short list.
I would say that you could get someone from the last football conference championship, but I think that'd probably be tough.
Be difficult, even more difficult than. See, I've tracked down Steel Jantz. The difficult thing is actually talking to him.
Right. And yeah, that's about impossible.
It apparently is. We've heard from another source that. Tracked him down,
yeah,
and struck out.
And once again struck out. Yeah, man, I swear, it's like that dude's like in witness protection or something.
He always told me, my favorite quote he ever gave me was, you know, I could pack up my things and he hardly had anything. I pack up all my things in 10 minutes and nobody would know I was ever here. Apparently, he could.
Yeah,
because he did.
Apparently,
well, people know he was there, but they don't know. They might even know where he is now, but they don't know how to get those
Nobody's
vocal
talking.
Cords engaged.
Dude, that just needs to be what your "Where Are They Now" is. Like you, I know you've talked to people.
I've tried. Yeah,
and it's just you.
I've got Paul Rhodes quotes I've been sitting on for years.
You talked about Jevin the Miller, whirlwind of it all, you know, and your pursuit of him.
Jevin Miller was, I mean, I got quotes from him because he was his roommate 1 year. I mean. They've just been sitting in a file.
We should have made Finding Steel like into a podcast series. That would have been phenomenal.
It would have been some significant expenses, though, heading over into the Tahoe area, maybe to LA.
Yeah.
My sister's in LA, though. I could have possibly, gotten some free night or two.
You just need to show up at the. You need to go and have your car break down.
Yep.
And then just call the tow trucking company until they answer and say, yeah. Or until he shows up to. Tow your car, and then you're stuck with them.
That's good thinking.
Yeah, I've got this all planned out. See, I think now we've got a path to the Where Are They Now?
A plan of action. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, back to basketball. one interesting thing I think that will be cool to see, or will be interesting to follow on Tuesday, is how much the true freshmen play. We know Talen Horton Tucker is going to play a lot, but how much is George Condi going to play? Zion Griffin, Tyrese Haliburton. Can they carve out a role early on, or do we think that it will be later if they're ever going to get on the court in substantial minutes?
Well,
I
think it depends on what they've shown so far in practice, right? I mean, I think Coach Frum wants those guys to have roles, at least most of them this season, depending on who's all healthy, who's fits in. Because ideally you have some veteran leadership out on the floor, not just in the form of one or two guys, but you know, three or four. But it is exciting to think about because those guys could fit in so many different ways. I'm really excited about Condit because I think he was a much more polished player than I think some people expected coming in. But again, we haven't seen him play a real game, but just based on conversations and what people have said about him. But I think he gets some run. I mean, that's the one thing. If Cam Lard is out a couple games. For obvious reasons, and give him a chance to show what he can do.
Exactly. Thanks again to Cyclone Fanatic contributor Jay Jordan for joining us on the show earlier. Thanks, Rob, for filling in for Chris and Brent. If you want to listen to them, you can hear them on the Cyclone Radio Network calling the Women's Basketball Exhibition. We'll talk to you guys again next week. Hoops and football. It's going to be great. Thanks for listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, an iHeartRadio station, KKDM HD2, KXNO Des Moines.